麦昆的知音，服务源于聆听。诸位尊敬的奉献者们，晚上好。今天是2011年1月24日星期一，我们今天非常非常荣幸的请到久违的 Giridhari Maharaj 来给我们讲课。 OK， 现在我们可以开始聆听他如甘露般甜美的声音。 Maharaj， we can start now。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Bo。
I feel so blessed and honored to be able to speak to devotees of Kashidesh。
我觉得是如此的荣幸能够和中国的奉献者讲话。
I have so much affection for you all and feeling the pain of great separation in my heart。
我对你们有那么深的情感，所以我每次都因为和你们分离感觉到内心很大的痛苦。
Although it has been some years since I last visited you personally, I still remember fondly the time we last spent with each other。
虽然最近呢，因为身体的原因呢，好几年没有办法和大家能够切身的联谊，但是呢，我还是如此深刻的记忆着我们之前联谊的那些时光。
I remember the light, the kirtans, the dancing, the classes, the personal meetings, warm embraces, and honoring prasadam in your sweet association。
我还记住我和中国的奉献者一起唱诵、跳舞、讲课，还有拥抱，还有一起荣耀菩萨等，所有的这些美好的时光都还在我脑里。
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your letters, prayers, for my health, donations, and gifts。
我想呢，在这里呢，向大家表达我由衷的感激，非常的感谢所有的奉献者给我写的那么多的邮件支持和鼓励，还有你们给我的捐赠。
You have been very kind upon this humble soul。
你们对我这个卑微的灵魂是如此的仁慈慈悲。
Since many of you ask about my health when you write, let me give a short update。
因为很多奉献者都在你们的邮件中询问到我的病情，那么请让我跟大家讲一讲。
As many of you know, I've been receiving treatment at Bhaktivedanta Hospital for the past 5 months here in Mumbai, India。
那么已经五个月了，我现在呢是在孟买的 Bhaktisiddhanta 这个医院里面接受这个治疗。Bhaktivedanta。这个医院里接受治疗已经有五个月了，孟买，印度的孟买。
And most of the devotees and staff are devotees。
因为这里的医院，这个医院的所有几乎所有的员工呢，都是大部分都是奉献者。
Many wear tilak and neck beads。
他们都涂着头上涂着 tilak， 颈上戴着颈珠。
So the atmosphere is just like a temple。
所以我在这里住就好像住在庙里一样。
Srila Prabhupada's kirtans and classes are broadcast 24 hours each day。
每天他们都连续24小时播放圣帕乌帕德的 kirtan 唱诵。
Everyone here is very Krishna conscious。
所以每个人在这里都有很高的 Krishna 知觉意识。
And everyone is kindly giving me the best of treatment on all levels。
每个人在这里呢，都获得了很高的成就。
I would say that my health has gradually improved. However, there is still more progress to be made。
那么我应该说，我的身体呢已经取得了健康状况，已经有了很大的进展，但是呢。距离完全的痊愈呢还需要很长的一段时间。
So my plan is to spend another 2 to 3 months receiving treatment here, and depending on how that goes, I may then stay somewhere in our GBC zone.
那么我还有计划，可能还要继续在这个地方接受3个月左右的治疗，看看效果怎么样，当之后，然后呢 可能我会安排，我会被会住在这个 GBC 安排的地方。
At this point, I am simply depending on the mercy of Krishna and his devotees to reveal what service they want of me.
那么目前呢，我只是静静的在等待着 Krishna 还有他的奉献者的安排，看看 Krishna 想要我做什么。
And on their order, that is what I will do.
无论他们让我做什么，我都会跟随的。
Krishna willing, I pray to be able to associate with you through internet classes, until which time Krishna may give me the ability to visit you personally.
所以现在呢，在 Krishna 的仁慈的安排下呢，我有机会能够通过这个 Skype 跟大家讲课。那么我期待有一天呢，能够亲自再和大家见面。
I want to thank Shakshi Gopal Charan and Gaudiya Prabhus for their enthusiasm in assisting me to make and broadcast these classes.
我想感谢 Shakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu 还有 Gaudiya Das， 就是他非常鼓励和帮助我来进行这一堂的 Skype 的讲课。
I will speak on Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book and weave in corresponding points from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么马哈拉吉将要给大家讲课的接下来的这个课程呢，主要是针对Krishna 的故事，帕帕德写的 Krishna 的故事，同时呢会引用更多的Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 写的第十篇的瓦坛的
It's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Krishna.
No. Vishwanath Chakravarti.
Oh, Vishwanath. Sorry. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. 的这个第十篇的评注，基于他的评注。
Also Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami.
同时也会引用 Srila Jiva Goswami 所写的另外一本书。Gopal Champu 中的内容
and Chaitanya Shikshamrita by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur
同时也会引用 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写的 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita
No Chaitanya Shikshamrita
是 Chaitanya Charitamrita
So the combination of these shastras will give us a wonderful darshan of Krishna's pastimes.
所以所有的这些品注呢，将会给我们呈现一个非常精彩的、完整的 Krishna 的逍遥时光的内涵。
As we churn the ocean of the nectar of these pastimes, we will get closer and closer to Krishna and his devotees.
当我们搅动这个逍遥时光的甘露的海洋的时候呢？我们将会越来越多的接近 Krishna 还有他的纯粹奉献者
So today in this class I want to give you an introduction to the Krishna book based upon Srila Prabhupada's preface and introduction to the book
那么今天呢我想基于帕布帕德的这个要旨和简介来给大家做一个总述有关这个我要讲的课程Krishna 的故事
So Srila Prabhupada explainedthat the Krishna book is a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
包华德给我们解释说呢，这个 Krishna 的故事这本书呢，它是圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇的一个简述。
And there are 90 chapters.
那么它有总共19个章节。
And 90 chapters cover 3 leelas.
在这19个章节 有三个 Lila 有三段逍遥时光
Those that Krishna performed in Vrindavan Mathura and Dwarka
那么主要是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan Mathura 和 Dwarka 的这三段这时间应该是90个章节
So right from beginning Srila PrabhupadaVery clearly states that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以一开始帕布帕德就非常清楚的声明 Krishna 是至尊的 人格守神。
Someone may ask why.
有人可能会问为什么。
And Prabhupada explains that because he is all attractive.
Prabhupada 的解释说，因为他是最具有吸引力的。
His six opulences make him all attractive.
他拥有完全的六种富裕，使得他最具有吸引力。
His wealth, power, fame, beauty, wisdom, and renunciation.
他的钱财，他的力量，他的知识，他的美丽，他的权力，还有他的气节。
Someone who is in possession of all six to an unlimited degree is understood to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prabhupada 说，任何一个人如果他能够在拥有这六种富裕，无穷无尽的拥有这完全拥有这六种富裕的话，他就是这尊人格守神。
So since Krishna is all attractive, one should know that all his or her desires should be focused on Krishna.
既然 Krishna 是最具有吸引力的，所以我们应该知道，我们所有的愿望都应该集中在 Krishna 身上。
Prabhupada explains that the art of focusing one's attention on Krishna and giving one's love to him is called Krishna consciousness.
所以 Prabhupada 解释说，把我们所有的注意力集中在 Krishna 身上，并且把我们的一切活动和行为全部奉献给 Krishna， 这就是 Krishna 知觉意识。
So Srila Prabhupada, he created ISKCON so that everyone can satisfy their propensity to love others simply by directing their love towards Krishna.
所以 Prabhupada 建立了这个 ISKCON 国际 Krishna 知觉意识协会，只是为了让所有的人能够发挥出他们的长处，通过服务 Krishna， 能够以所有的人建立起一种爱的关系。
Everyone wants to love and to be loved.
每个人都想爱和被爱。
But only Krishna can perfectly reciprocate one's loving propensities.
但是只有 Krishna 才能够完美的回馈我们的爱。
He does this through different relationships called rasa.
那么他把这种我们把 Krishna 和奉献者的这种各种不同关系的交流称为 rasa.
There are five primary rasas.
那么主要的 rasa 呢有五种关系。
The first is shanta rasa.
第一种是 shanta rasa.
This means neutrality.
意味着这是一种中性的关系。
This is the relationship that the yogis have with Krishna while they are meditating upon him in the form of the super soul.
当一个瑜伽师在冥想 Krishna 的超灵的形象的时候，他与 Krishna 之间的关系就是这一种中性的关系。
Then there is dasya ras.
然后第二种关系是 dasya ras,
which means servitude.
他的意思就是仆从的关系，仆人的关系。
This is a relationship that the devotees in Vaikuntha have with Krishna.
那么这种关系呢，是灵性世界 Vaikuntha 的居民与 Krishna 之间的关系。
But in the highest spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, we have Sakyaras.
但是呢，在更高的灵性星球叫 Goloka Vrindavan 中呢，我们还有另外一种关系叫 Sakya Ras,
which means friendship.
它的意思就是友谊的关系。
So this is the relationship that devotees like Arjuna and others have with Krishna.
像 Arjuna 这样的奉献者，还有其他的奉献者呢，他们与 Krishna 之间呢，就是这样的关系。
Then there is the Vatsalya Ras.
然后呢？更高一层呢叫 Vaksa Ras.
This means parenthood.
意思就是父母的关系。
And this is a relationship like Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda have with
him. 就像 Nanda Maharaj, Nanda 大君还有 Yashoda 妈妈他们和 Krishna 之间呢就是一种父母的关系。
And finally, there is Madhurya Ras.
那么最后最高的一种呢叫做 Madhurya Ras.
And this is the relationship that Srimati Radharani and the gopis and their assistants have with Krishna.
那么这些呢就是 Srimati Radharani 还有那些牧牛姑娘以及牧牛姑娘的那些啊助手们他们与 Krishna 之间的关系就是这种 Madhurya Ras 的关系。
Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 4th chapter, 11th verse, it's one that Srila Prabhupada very often quotes.
那么在这个啊帕乌帕德经常引用博迦梵歌第四章第十一师节的啊一个内容。
Yetamam prapadyante tamasataiva bhajamyaham mamavartmanyuvartante manusyaha partasarvashaha. As living entities surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita.
嗯。啊 ,Krishna 在这个世界里面说哦 ,Prita 之子啊说众生都在所有的方面追随我生物体在多大程度上归依我我便相应的给予回应。
So we understand from this verse that according to how the devotee, wants to have a relationship with Krishna and howHe surrenders to Krishna, determines how Krishna will reciprocate.
所以我们就知道了啊，当奉献者渴望以什么样的关系与 Krishna 交往，他们渴望接近 Krishna 的程度有多大，以及他们专注和真诚的程度有多大 ，Krishna 呢就会相应的啊给予反馈。
But the fact is that.The devotees of Braj, Vrindavan, they have a very sweet relationship with Krishna. And, that relationship is very special.
但是呢在 Braj, 就是在 Vrindavan 的那些居民呢他们和 Krishna 的关系呢是非常非常特别的。
So as the followers of Lord Chaitanya, we areNaturally, quite attracted to those Braja pastimes.
所以作为主 Chaitanya 的追随者呢，我们自然而然的对 Krishna 与 Vrindavan 居民之间的这种逍遥时光感到非常的啊，被他吸引。
We should aspire to follow in the footsteps of these devotees.
我们应该鼓励。去追随这些奉献者的步伐。
So in another verse in the purport to the ninth chapter, 14th verse of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada he makes a very nice point about this.
那么在博迦梵歌的另外一个诗节啊 ，chapter eight, which
no chapter.Chapter 9, verse 14.
OK, 是在第九章第十四师节的要旨中，帕乌帕德对此做出了非常清晰的解释。
So in that purport, Prabhupada says that such a mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas.
所以在要旨中啊帕乌帕德解释说一个 Mahatma 呢他们是啊有如此坚定的这种信念信心要跟从主所以他们可能与主呢通过五种关系啊任何一种来和主交流。
To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Lord Sri Krishna.
为了达到这样的一种关系呢，他把他所有的活动，包括语言、心意和身体的行为呢，全部都用来服务主。
That is called full Krishna consciousness.
这就称为全然的、完全的 Krishna 知觉意识。
So this verse is a very wonderful meditation, and it defines the goal of our practice of Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，这样的诗节呢，我们应该很好的去把它背诵下来，因为呢，它给我们的这个风爱瑜伽呢，这个做了一个定义。
The goal is to associate with Krishna in one of these five rasas.
我们的目标就是以这五种 rasa 的关系和 Krishna 直接的联谊。
So Srila Prabhupada mentions that whatever percentage of Krishna consciousness we perform will become an eternal asset to our life.
Again, I didn't catch this, sorry.
Srila Prabhupada mentioned that whatever percentage of Krishna consciousness we perform will become an eternal asset to our life.
Okay. Prabhupada 说，无论你在多大程度上去实践这样的行为呢，所有的这些行为最终会成为我们生命中最最精华的一部分。
This is true because Krishna consciousness is an imperishable is imperishable in all circumstances.
Sorry, I didn't catch your last word. Imperishable.
I said that this is true because Krishna consciousness is something that can never be taken away. It's something that's eternal, cannot be taken away.
Okay. 所以马拉就说这是真实的，因为我们所从事的所有的这些 Krishna 知觉意识的活动，它是永远都不会消失的。
It's an eternal asset.
它是永恒的精华所在。
So think about that. Meditate on that point. That the result of Krishna conscious practice is our eternal asset. Can never be taken away.
所以我们要永远的记住这一点，就是我们所从事的任何的这个服务 Krishna 的有关 Krishna 知觉意识的行为呢，将会成为我们永生的财富，没有任何人可以带走。
It's like having a spiritual bank account.
就好像我们拥有一个灵性的银行账号。
And the more we perform devotional service, it's like making deposits in that bank account.
我们无论什么时候做的越多的奉爱服务，就好像我们把款汇到这个灵性账号里面去。
And the assets, they keep increasing, increasing, increasing.
这个里面的财富，这个数字呢，一直不断的在增加，增加。
It can never be taken away.
而且永远都不会被带走。
So, if we compare this to mundane activities, we understand thatthey are all temporary.
如果我们把这个和我们世俗的这些活动相比的话呢，我们就会发现世间的这种世俗活动呢，它们都是短暂的。
The result of all mundane activities, no matter what they are, temporary.
无论我们做这个物质活动得到的什么样的结果，它们都是短暂的。
We can only enjoy or suffer the temporary results.
我们只会能够被那个，我们只是因为那些短暂的结果，有时候快乐，有时候痛苦。
So we may enjoy by going to higher planets, or we may suffer by going to lower planets.
所以我们有可能到高等的星球上 啊，去享受，或者呢，会到低等，堕落到低等的星球去受苦。
But the problem is, it's all temporary.
但是问题就是，所有这些呢，都是短暂的。
So, Srila Prabhupada, he explains that the Krishna conscious movement is the unique gift of Lord Chaitanya to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga.
所以 Prabhupada 解释说，这个 Krishna 知觉意识运动呢，是主 Chaitanya 和他的追随者给我们这个卡利年代堕落灵魂的一个最最特别的礼物。
So this is an important point because Prabhupada, he sees himself as a humble servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna.
那么所以这一点很重要，因为帕乌帕德呢，他一直把自己当作是奉献者的谦卑的仆人的仆人的仆人的仆人。
He always said that I am not creating anything new.
他总是说我并没有创造任何新的东西。
Whatever I'm giving is what I have gotten from my spiritual master through the siblic succession.
他说无论我跟大家讲的什么都是我通过灵性导师从使徒传承那里接受来的。
So, of course, our siblic succession is Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
当然我们的使徒传承呢是 Brahma Madhva Gaudiya 使徒传承。
Now, it's interesting that we have Gaudiya Das translating.
现在呢很有趣，我们有 Gaudiya Das 在给我们翻译。
Because his name means servant of the Gaudiyas or servants of Lord Chaitanya.
因为这个名字的意思就是说他是我们这个 Gaudiya 传承的仆人，也是主 Chaitanya 的仆人。
So it's very appropriate now that he's doing the translation.
所以非常恰切的一个地位，他在给我们做翻译。Thank you, Maharaj.
He's helping us broadcast the glories of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
所以他正在帮助我们把这个 Brahma Madhva.Gaudiya 使徒传承的这个荣耀传播出去。
So in Prabhupada's mood humility, in the Krishna book, he begins by offering his respectful obeisances to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada.
所以帕乌帕德呢非常谦卑，在他撰写这个 Krishna 故事之前呢，他谦卑的向他的灵性导师 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur顶拜。
Then to Lord Chaitanya.
然后向主 Chaitanya 顶拜。
Krishna himself who appeared in the role of a devotee.
那个是 Krishna 本人，他扮演了奉献者的角色。
He came to distribute the highest principles of devotional service.
他呢是向人们来传播这个最高的纯粹奉爱服务。
So from Krishna to Lord Brahma to Narada Muni to Vyasadev.
所以从 Krishna 到这个 Brahma 到Narada Muni 再到 Vyasadev.
Then to Madhavacharya.
然后到 Madhavacharya.
And then through several great Acharyas to Lord Chaitanya.
然后再经过几个伟大的 Acharya 之后到主 Chaitanya.
Then on to the six Goswamis.
然后传到六位 Goswami.
Through a few more great Acharyas.
还有其他的更多的伟大的 Acharya.
To finally Bhaktivinod, Gaurakishore, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and our own Srila Prabhupada.
然后到 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, 然后到Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, 到我们的灵性导师祖师 Srila Prabhupada.
And then on to his faithful followers.
然后呢再传到他的忠实的啊信徒身上。
So again, Prabhupada sees himself as a link in the civic succession.
啊，帕乌帕德呢谦卑的把自己当作是这个使徒传承中的啊一个链接一环。
Just like a chain is linked, you know,
就好像一个链条。啊，他把自己当作中的一环。
So Prabhupada sees himself as a link, and he never thinks himself independent. Anything he speaks is what he has gotten from his spiritual master.
所以帕乌帕德从来没有认为自己是独立。独立存在独立光荣的他总是把自己当作是他的灵性导师或者使徒传承的伟大先师的以及我们众生之间的一个链接
So everything that Prabhupada does all of his words his actions his thoughts are all based upon what he recedFrom Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
所以很重要的，无论帕乌帕德所做的、所言的、所思的一切，全都是来源于他的灵性导师 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
So Prabhupada sees himself as the messenger.
帕乌帕德把自己当作只是一个信使、送信的人。
Actually, I recall.One arrival address when Prabhupada was coming to Los Angeles, and in that address, he said that we have become a little successful because we followed the order of our spiritual master.
The disciples say or Srila Prabhupada say?
Srila Prabhupada said.
Okay, Prabhupada, 我记得他曾经对我们这样说。他说我之所以取得这么多的成绩完全是因为我严格的追随了我灵性导师的训谕。
That Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave us the order to print books, distribute books, and we simply tried to follow that order.
是圣 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 训示我们必须印刷书籍还有派发书籍我们只是遵循了他的训谕而已
And Prabhupada said with humility Now we are becoming a little bit successful
所以 Prabhupada 非常谦卑地说啊，现在因为遵循导师的训谕我们获得了一点点成绩成功
So another point that Prabhupada makes is that Krishna appeared when there wasneed to minimize the load of sinful activities accumulated on this planet.
帕乌帕德在另外一个地方提到当这个世间的有罪的人需要被清除掉的时候 Krishna 就显现了。
He refers to the famous verse of the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, seventh verse, which says, go ahead.
他引用了博迦梵歌第四章第七诗节的这个内容
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijamyaham Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice O descendant of bharata and a predominant rise of irreligion at that time I descend myself
Krishna 在这个世界里面说哦帕拉达之子啊每当反宗教盛行宗教衰落的时候我就会显现。
So how to understand this verse?
那么如何去理解这个诗节呢
Because Prabhupada later on in these preface introduction pages to Krishna book, he says thatfor the affairs of the material creation, Lord Mahavishnu, the plenary portion of Krishna is in charge.
For the what? Again, sorry.
For the affairs. with the affairs of the material creation, Lord Mahavishnu, the plenary portion of Krishna, is in charge.
OK. 那么 Prabhupada 的解释说 ,Krishna 的一个部分的扩展 ,Mahavishnu, 偏旋扩展呢，他管的是这个物质宇宙的创造。
So from Mahavishnu comes Pradakshaya Vishnu, and from him comes Shiradakshaya Vishnu.
从 Mahavishnu 那里产生了这个Gaudakshaya Vishnu, 然后再产生了Sorry, I forget the last name.
Shiradakshaya Vishnu.
Shiradakshaya Vishnu.
So generally, all the incarnations appearing within the material universe are plenary expansions from Shiradakshaya Vishnu.
所以呢，这个世间的很多的这个化身呢，他们都是 Shiradakshaya Vishnu 的一个扩展。
So what this tells us is that Krishna himself does not deal with minimizing the overload of sinful activities on earth.
所以这里实际上是说 Krishna 本人呢，他并不去参与这消灭邪恶力量啊等等这种实际的行为。
This is done by his expansions.
实际上是由他的扩展来做的这些活。
But, when Krishna appears, all the Vishnu expansions join with him.
但是当 Krishna 显现的时候呢，所有的 Vishnu 扩展呢，都进入到他的身体里，都加入到他中。
So, if his expansions are doing many of the activities within the material world, it's understood that Krishna's main reason for appearing within this world is to perform his Vrindavan pastimes and attract the fortunate conditioned souls back to Godhead.
所以我们就是说，既然这些所有的活动呢，主要是由它的扩展来做的，这些消灭、铲除邪恶啊，拯救善良啊，所以我们说 Krishna 显现的主要的目标呢，主要的原因呢，是因为他要来这里展示他 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光，来吸引受条件制约的灵魂。
So the spiritual world is a very special place.
所以灵性世界是非常特别的地方。
It remains eternally as it is.
它会永远都是那个样子的。
Whereas the material world is subjected to repeated creation and annihilation.
物质世界呢，总是不断的创造和毁灭。
So, you know, our experience is simply in this material world where everything is temporary, where there's repeated birth and death.
我们在这个世界呢，生老病死，一切总是短暂的，在不断的循环。
Nothing is forever.
没有任何东西可以永恒持久不变。
But in the spiritual world, everything is forever.
但是在灵性世界，一切都是永恒的。
It said that every word is a song and every step is a dance.
那么据说在灵性世界，他们所说出来的每一句话都如同唱歌一般动听。他们走的每一步都像跳舞一样优美。
So Prabhupada explains that the killing of the demons in Vrindavan, it was done by the Vishnu portion of Krishna.
所以 Prabhupada 解释说，实际上杀 Vrindavan 恶魔的这个活动呢，是由 Krishna 的一个 Vishnu 扩展做的。
Now there's a very nice description of Krishna and the spiritual world from the Brahma Samhita, and Prabhupada in some of those introductory pages he gives a summary of that verse. It's a very beautiful description. I wanted to share that with you.
所以这里呢，在婆罗诃摩赞的这个诗歌里面，帕布帕德呢，里面呢，帕布帕德做了非常优美的一个对灵性世界的描述， 所以我想在这里呢跟大家分享一下。
So Prabhupada says that the supreme abode of the personality of Godhead Krishna is also described in Brahma Samhita as the abode of Chintamani.
所以 Prabhupada 解释说啊，至尊主的那个居所在婆罗诃摩赞这首这个赞美诗中被比喻为 Chintamani， 就是啊如愿珠宝的一个灵性世界，充满如愿树的点金石的居所。
That abode of Lord Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan, is full of palaces made of touchstone.
就是说在 Krishna 的那个居所叫 Goloka Vrindavan 的地方，所有的宫殿都是由点金石来建造的。
Imagine, even the stones in the spiritual world are spiritual, and they're full of all spiritual qualities.
大家可以想象一下，在灵性世界，甚至连那里的石头也充满了完全的灵性的品质。
How useless a stone is in this material world.
在这个世界，一块石头是多么的寻常普通啊。
What can we do with a stone? Only throw it at somebody.
我们能拿石头，我们拿来做什么呢？只能拿它来扔某人。
But in the spiritual world, they take these stones and they build palaces with them.
但是在灵性世界呢，他们有这样的点金石的石头，他们用来建宫殿。
The Prabhupada continues and says, there the trees are called desire trees, and the cows are called sarabi.
Prabhupada 继续解释说，在那里的树叫做如愿树，那里的牛叫 sarabi， 就是无量奶牛。
So there are the crop of richer trees in the spiritual world that can yield any spiritual desire.
据说在灵性世界有一种如愿树，就是说无论你有任何的灵性愿望，在那里都可以立即得到满足。
And the cows there give unlimited milk.
而且那里的奶牛呢，可以挤出无穷无尽的牛奶，无量奶牛。
So even the best cows here in this world, they can only give a certain amount.
这个世界就算是最好的一个奶牛，它的产奶量也是有限的。
But in the spiritual world, they can give unlimited amount.
但是在灵性世界呢，它却能够给我们无穷无尽的牛奶。
So the Lord is served there by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune.
所以而且那里说主在灵性世界呢有成千上万的幸运女神陪伴着他。
Imagine that.
可以想象一下。
Who is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune?
有谁能够得到成千上万的幸运女神来服务他呢？
Only Krishna.
只有 Krishna.
So his name is Govinda, the primeval Lord, and he is the cause of all causes.
所以他的名字就叫 Govinda, 最原初的主，他是众生万缘之源。
There the Lord plays his flute, his eyes are like lotus petals.
主不断
the color of his body is like that of a beautiful flower.
主吹着笛子，他的眼睛就像莲花瓣一样，他的肤色如同快要下雨的天空的乌云。
You got that point about a beautiful cloud?
你们有见过那样的云吗？
So on his head is a peacock feather.
那么在他的头上呢，他有一个孔雀羽毛。
He is so attractive.That he excels thousands.
他是如此的具有吸引力。
Did you get that? He said he is so attractive that he excels thousands of cupids.
他是如此的具有吸引力，他吸引了成千上万的丘比特。
So Prabhupada says that Lord Krishna gives only a little hint in the Gita of his personal abode.
所以，帕帕德说这个。 Krishna 只是给了我们一个小小的提示，他的灵性世界是什么样子的。
Which is the supermost planet in the spiritual kingdom.
那是在灵性世界中的最高的居所。
But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna actually appears with all his paraphernalia.
但是在博迦瓦坛里面描述呢， Krishna 显现的时候呢，他所有的财富和随从物都跟着来了。
And he demonstrates his activities in Vrindavan, then at Mathura, and then at Dwarka.
那么他在 Vrindavan, 然后在 Mathura, 然后在 Dwarka 三个地方上演了他的逍遥事迹。
Yes, and, this, and Prabhupada says the subject matter of this book will gradually reveal all these activities.
Sorry again.
Prabhupada says that the subject matter of this book will gradually reveal all these activities.
所以 Prabhupada 说啊 ,Krishna 的故事这本书呢，它是循序渐进的向我们揭示了 Krishna 在这三个地方的超然的活动。
So it should be noted that Krishna appeared in a Kshatriya family.
所以我们大家都应该知道 ,Krishna 呢他是出生在一个 Kshatriya 的家庭。
And this was in the Yadu dynasty, which descends from Soma, the moon god.
而且呢，他出生在雅杜王朝，就是月亮王朝的这个国度。
So someone might ask, why did Krishna appear in the Yadu dynasty?
所以有人要问呢，为什么 Krishna 会出生在雅杜王朝呢？
Krishna is supremely independent.And he appears when and where he likes.
Krishna 既然是自尊完全独立的，他可以随意在任何地方显现。
He's God. He can do whatever he likes to do.
他是神，他可以做任何他喜欢的事情。
Yeah, for example, he chose to appear as the son of Vasudeva in Mathura.
比如说，但是呢，他可以出生在Mathura 的 Vasudeva 的家庭中。
That's his choice.
那是他的选择。
So, when he appears, all his plenary expansions appear with him, as we said, including Balaram.
所以我们说当他显现的时候呢，他所有的扩展，包括 Balarama 也跟着显现了。
So, Prabhupada goes on to explain that the pastimes of Krishna are generally heard and relished by liberated souls.
所以 Prabhupada 的解释说啊， Krishna 的逍遥时光呢，他吸引了啊，并且能够促进这些啊灵魂获得解脱。
So conditioned souls prefer reading stories about common men.
所以受制约的灵魂呢，他们会被吸引来阅读这些书籍。
This is so true because most people have books in their homes about mundane persons.
我们都知道，很多人呢都在家里面有很多世俗的书籍。
And they enjoy reading about this.
他们都很喜欢去看，读起来非常有滋味。
But Prabhupada makes the point that whether one is liberated or trying to be liberated or materialistic, the pastimes of Krishna are worth studying.
所以但是 Prabhupada 的解释说，无论是一个解脱的灵魂，或者是一个渴望解脱的灵魂，他们或者是说一个为了物质的目的的人，他们都值得来学习研究 Krishna 的故事。
Why is that? Why is that? Because they are purifying.
因为他们会得到净化。
So Prabhupada explains also that there is an impersonalist theory that after liberation one becomes inactive and does not need to hear.
然后 Prabhupada 解释说有一种非人格的觉悟的描述，他们说当一个人解脱了之后呢，他就变得不活动了，不喜欢聆听了。
But Prabhupada rightly points out that this is not correct.
但 Prabhupada 指出这一点是不对的，不正确的。
He says that a living soul is active in the conditioned state or in the liberated state.
然后他说灵魂它总是在活动， 要么它是在一种受制约的情况下活动，要么呢是在一种解脱的状况下活动。
Just like there's an example of a diseased person.
就如同一个病人一样。
So if one is diseased, he may perform activities, but those activities may be painful for him.
当一个人生病的时候，他可能会从事一些活动，但是当他做种种活动的时候，他感觉到很疼痛。
But when he is well, when he is healthy, those same activities bring him pleasure.
但是当他健康病好了之后呢，做同样的活动他会感觉到快乐。
So in the conditioned state, we may not have so much attraction for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
所以当我们受制约的这种情况下的时候呢，我们可能不是很受这个谈论 Krishna 或者是念 Krishna 的名字吸引。
But the more we do so, the more steps we take, the more we hear and chant, we become more and more liberated.
但是呢，我们越多的去念诵，越多的去聆听，我们就会越多的进入一种解脱的状态。
And Prabhupada points out that those who are actually liberated and in full knowledge take to hearing the activities of Krishna.
所以 Prabhupada 的解释说，那些解脱的人呢，他们非常渴望喜欢聆听有关 Krishna 的活动。
He says that such engagement is pure spiritual activity.
他说这是一种纯粹的灵性活动。
And he says that in relation to this, that Krishna Katha means narrations about Krishna.
所以他就说这是有关 Krishna 的话题。
Now there are two types of Krishna Katha.
Krishna 的话题有两类。
Narration spoken by Krishna and narration spoken about him.
一种呢是 Krishna 亲自讲的话语，另外一种呢是谈论描述 Krishna 的话语。
So Bhagavad Gita is known as the preliminary study of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以《博迦梵歌》呢被认为是研读《博迦瓦坛》之前的一个作品。
By studying Bhagavad Gita, one becomes fully conscious of the position of Krishna.
通过学习博迦梵歌呢，一个人能够完全的意识到Krishna 的存在。
And when he is situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, he understands the narrations of Krishna as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. When he is situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, he understands the narrations of Krishna as described in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay. 当他安处在 Krishna 的莲花足下的时候呢，他就能够完全的理解 Krishna 在博迦梵歌中所讲的话语。
The Prabhupada points out that Lord Chaitanya has advised his followers that their business is to propagate Krishna Katha.
所以Prabhupada 的解释说，主 Chaitanya 鼓励他所有的追随者呢，应该尽多的向众人传播这个 Krishna Katha， 谈论有关 Krishna 的话题。
So as we hear Krishna Katha and absorb it, then we should try to give it to others.
所以当我们聆听，当我们非常的专注投入这个谈论 Krishna 的话题的时候呢，我们也应该努力把这个 Krishna Katha 谈论 Krishna 的话题呢传播给别人。
And the best way is to give, you know, someone one of Prabhupada's books.
最好呢就是给人们一本帕布帕德的书籍。
And this will give them so much benefit.
因为这会给他们带来那么大的好处。
Now Prabhupada explains that mundane sex attraction is the perverted form of the original love that Krishna has for his pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, and the gopis.
所以庞法德又解释说啊，当 Krishna 和 Srimati Radharani 之间的那种真正的爱被这个世俗间的啊东西扭曲过来之后呢，它变成了一种世俗的一种啊色欲。
So this is the problem in the material world.
所以这就是物质世界的一个问题所在。
That a member of one sex is attracted to a member of the other sex.
通常来说一种性别的人会受异性吸引，总是这样。
Or sometimes even in a more perverted form, a member of one sex is attracted to a member of the same sex.
还有更糟糕的，就是有的人也被同性的人吸引。
But whatever type of mundane sex attraction it is a perversion of the original love that Krishna has for his devotees.
但是呢，无论世间的人拥有什么样的这种色欲呢，它呢实际上是灵性的那种 Krishna 和他奉献者之间爱的一种扭曲的一种倒影。
So Bhagavad Gita explains that we are bound by these chains of sex desire.
所以薄伽梵歌就解释说，我们所有人都被这个性欲捆绑住了。
The word used there is maitunya agara, which means the shackles of sex desire.
所以他就用了这个 atunyam vaksala, 意思就是说性欲的蟒蛇。A big snake means.
Sorry?
What's that?
Maitunya agara, which means the shackle of sex desire, the shackle, the chain of sex.
Okay, the chain, the shackle. Okay, 这个梵文词的意思就是说色欲的一个捆绑，一个链条，锁链。
So, although this is so strong, like an arrow in the heart, Prabhupada says that Srimad Bhagavatam states that if one hears the pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopi.
Okay, would you please repeat the last sentence you speak?
Yes, I said that Srimad Bhagavatam states that if one hears the pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis, from authorities with submission.
所以在薄伽梵歌里面解释说，薄伽瓦坛里面解释说，一个人应该去以谦卑的心态从权威那里聆听 Krishna 的话题。
He will then be promoted to the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord.
他就会立即被提升到一种对主的超然的爱的层面。
And the material disease of lust within his heart will be completely vanquished.
那么他的心中的那些物质欲望会完全的被清除掉。
So, you can see that how powerful is hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Krishna book is a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以我们应该知道呢，聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛，特别是薄伽瓦坛第十篇的，是如此的重要。
So it's so powerful.
是如此的强有力。
It removes something as deep as sex desire from our hearts.
它会把我们内心中非常深的物质欲望给清除掉。
Again, he says.Lust within the heart will be completely vanquished.
我们再重复一遍。经典里面说，我们内心深底的色欲会被完全的清除掉。
How wonderful it is to get rid of that big chain and, the heavy weight that we have been carrying around for many, many lifetimes.
所以那个我们生生世世带在身上的如此沉重的镣铐和枷锁 能够通过聆听主的逍遥时光而被清除掉，这是多么美妙而幸运的事情啊。
So Prabhupada explains that the basis of the Srimad Bhagavatam are the questions asked by King Maharaj Parikshit to Sukadeva Goswami.
所以 Prabhupada 解释这个 Srimad Bhagavatam 呢，是第Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami 向 Parikshit 大君所讲的这个圣典波迦瓦坦。
Now it was Maharaj Parikshit stated that only the animal eaters, meat eaters, or those killing themselves, are not interested in Krishna Katha.
而且波迦瓦坦里面，这个 Maharaj 他就说，只有那些啊杀害动物，还有吃肉的，甚至那些有自杀行为的这样的人呢，他们才会对 Krishna Katha 没有任何的兴趣。
So we can practically see this, that to the extent that people are addicted to killing and eating animals, or when Prabhupada says killing themselves, he means that they're not interested in any way in self-realization, that they just have no interest in hearing Krishna Katha.
所以实际上呢，我们可以看到那些对吃肉或者是杀生啊非常执迷的人，因为他根据他们执迷的程度不同他们的这种对 Krishna 的兴趣呢丝毫是没有什么兴趣的。然后 Krishna 说那种杀害自己的人，就是指那些对自我觉悟完全不感兴趣的人，这样的人呢，他是对聆听 Krishna Katha 是没有任何兴趣的。
Now, you know, this tells us how serious this activity is, how sinful it is.
所以这里也告诉我们呢这种杀戮动物吃肉的这种行为呢，是多么的罪恶。
You know, just like, so I have experience when I sometimes visit in Texas, in the United States.
有时候呢，我也有这样的体验，当我在美国的德克萨斯州的时候。
So, you know, people there, they raise a lot of cows.
那里的人养了很多的牛。
You see many ranches, many cows.
我们看到很多的母牛在那里，很多的牛。
And every day they are slaughtering so many of them.
但是每天他们都杀死那么多的牛。
So what we see is that, you know, that the people, they actually begin to look like cows.
所以我们看到的是，那里的人呢，实际上他们慢慢的。长得就变得像牛一样了。
And they are very, very, very spiritually dull, just very dull.
那他们在灵性上呢，就变得非常非常的愚钝。
No interest at all.
根本没有任何的兴趣。
So we see that to the extent that people are addicted to this, to that extent they won't have interest.
所以我们看到一个人越对这些吃肉杀生越感兴趣的人呢，他对 Krishna 的话题呢就越没有兴趣。
That's why, you know, we emphasize that people try to follow the four regulative principles as soon as possible.
所以我们就是非常强调呢，希望人们大众呢能够很好的遵循这四个基本的原则。
This creates a fertile ground for the seed of bhakti to be planted.
因为这个呢，能够为我们的这个种下这个分爱的种子呢，准备一个非常肥沃的土地。
So, you know, the sooner the people stop, eating meat andtaking intoxication, having illicit sex, and gambling, you know, the sooner they'll be able to create that fertile soil in which to plant the seed of bhakti.
所以人们如果能够越早的停止肉食、赌博、乱性、麻醉品等等的话呢，他们就能够越早的为播种奉爱 bhakti 的种子而准备起肥沃的土地。
We understand that in the beginning, many people are addicted to these things.
我们知道一开始的时候，很多人呢都非常沉迷于这些罪恶的行为。
But the sooner that we can convince them, you know, by, you know, our preaching from Prabhupada's books, by them reading Prabhupada's books, by example that we set, the hope is that they will gradually want to stop doing these things.
所以呢，我们是尽量的，通过向他们传播帕布帕德的书籍，向他们啊，或者是向他们解释等等，通过各种方式，越多的向他们宣传呢，使得他们逐渐逐渐的。能够停止去从事那些罪恶的行为。
So Prabhupada points out that the Maharaj Parikshit is particularly interested in hearing Krishna Katha because his grandfather Arjuna was victorious in the Battle of Kurukshetra only because of Krishna.
那么所以在《薄伽瓦坛》里面 Prabhupada 解释说呢，巴利士大军呢他非常非常渴望聆听有关 Krishna 的话题 Krishna Katha， 因为他的祖父 Arjuna 之所以在库鲁之野战争中获得胜利，唯一的原因就是因为得到了 Krishna 的支持。
So this is one reason why Maharaj Parikshit was so interested in hearing about Krishna.
所以这是为什么巴利士 Maharaj 巴利士大军呢如此渴望聆听有关 Krishna 的话题。
Now Prabhupada, he also points out that the material world, he gives a nice example, that the material world is also a battlefield of Kurukshetra.
那Prabhupada 解释说，我们这个物质世界呢，就也同样，就像是一个库如之野的战场一样。
He says that everyone is struggling hard for existence on this battlefield, and at every step, there is danger.
他说在这个物质世界的库如之野战场上，每一个人都渴望都渴望去取得胜利，而且他们所走的每一步都是充满了危险。
So this is interesting because each of us in our own ways we have a battle that we have to fight.
所以这是很有趣的，因为我们每一个人都有我们自己的战争要打。
Every day we have to fight a battle with material energy.
实际上每一天我们都和物质能量在作战。
So, and in the material world, you know, at every step, there is danger.
而且呢，在物质世界，我们的每一步都充满了危险。
But Prabhupada says, that by taking shelter of Krishna, by hearing Krishna Katha, one can easily cross over this ocean of material existence like stepping over the water contained in the hoof print of a calf.
但是Prabhupada 解释说，如果我们不断地聆听 Krishna Katha, 我们呢就能像跨越一个牛蹄印一样，牛踩在这个地下有一个牛蹄的印的一个水洼，我们就像跨过这个牛蹄印一样，轻易的跨过这个痛苦的物质海洋。
So, Maharaj Parikshit, he also appreciated Krishna's activities because Krishna saved him personally while he was still in the womb of his mother Uttara.
另外还有一个原因，为什么这个巴利大军会喜欢聆听 Krishna 的话题？因为当这个巴利士大军还在他母亲 Uttara 的子宫中的时候， Krishna 就亲自保护他免于 这个阿斯瓦塔玛的反射光的迫害。
And so, you know, by the end of the Kurukshetra battle, everyone was killed except the five Pandavas.
所以最后呢，在这个库鲁兹野战争结束的时候呢，除了潘达瓦五兄弟之外呢，所有的人都战死了。
At that time, Ashvatthama, who was the son of Drona, he threw a Brahmastra weapon to kill Maharaj Parikshit, within Uttara's womb.
所以当时就是这样呢，那个Drona 的儿子 Ashvatthama 呢，就发射了一个反射光武器，想要杀死在子宫 Uttara 子宫中的这个。Arjuna 的孙子啊，这个巴利什大军。
So it's mentioned that the Brahmastra weapon is a form of a nuclear type of weapon.
所以波伽瓦塔里面解释说，这个反射光啊，它就有点像我们啊，类似我们的这个核武器。
But if it's thrown by someone who is very expert, I mean, it's invoked by mantra and if the person who throws it is very expert, he can hit the target and destroy it without harming anyone or anything that he doesn't want to.
那么据说这种反射光呢，可以通过念诵特定的一些梵文的曼陀罗，使得他这个以剑发出来的这个武器呢，变得像核武器一样非常有力量，它可以直接摧毁杀掉这个他所要击杀的对象，同时呢不会伤害任何无辜的人。
So this Ashvatthama, he threw this Brahmastra weapon at the womb of Uttara to try to kill Maharaj Parikshit.
所以当时呢Ashvatthama呢，他就发射了这个反射光的武器，要杀掉 Uttara 子宫中的这个孩子啊，巴利士大军。
But Krishna came personally, in the form of the super soul to save Maharaj Parikshit.
然后 Krishna 亲自以超灵的形象出现在 Uttara 的子宫中，挡住了梵光，拯救了巴利士大军。
So, you know, just how special is Maharaj Parikshit, that Krishna came personally to save him.
所以我们可以知道这个巴利士大军是一个多么特别的一个人物，因为 Krishna 亲自来救他。
Very special soul.
非常非常特别的灵魂。
So in the same way, everyone should become interested in hearing about Krishna.
所以以同样的道理呢，我们知道每个人都应该对聆听 Krishna 的话题非常感兴趣。
Prabhupada says that this is the purpose of his presenting the Krishna book.
所以 Prabhupada 说，这就是他给世人呈现这本 Krishna 的故事的目的所在。
So people may hear about Krishna and be perfectly benefited in this human form of life.
所以人们那些以人体的生命存在的众生们呢，就可以聆听到有关 Krishna 的故事，并获得极大的好处。
So Krishna appears as he is in human society, you know, just to invite everyone back home to Godhead.
所以 Krishna 以在我们人类中显现，他的目的呢，就是为了邀请所有的人都回归首身。回到灵性的家园去。
So the position of Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami is very unique.
所以巴利士大军和 Sukadeva Goswami 的他们的地位呢是非常非常特别的。
As we've already learned that Maharaj Parikshit is he's the qualified person to hear Krishna Katha.
我们都知道呢，这个巴利士大军呢，他是一个最有资格。有正确的资格聆听 Krishna 话语的人。
And the Sukadeva Goswami, he's the qualified person to describe those pastimes.
Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他是一个最有资格讲述 Krishna 的逍遥时光的人。
Sukadeva Goswami himself was a very special soul.
而且苏克德瓦·戈斯瓦米本人呢，也是一个非常特别的灵
魂。We know from Bhagavatam that when he appeared, he was the son of Vyasadeva, and when he appeared within the womb of the wife of Vyas, he stayed in the womb for 16 years.
嗯，我们都知道这个苏克德瓦·戈斯瓦米啊，他是圣维亚萨德夫的儿子。当他以圣维亚萨德夫的儿子显现，出现在他妻子的子宫中的时候呢，他在他妈妈的肚子里待了16年。
He didn't want to come out because he knew what the material world was all about.
啊，因为他完全了解这个物质世界，所以他不想生出
来。But when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his father Vyas, then he understood that he must come out to perform devotional service.
但是他聆听了他父亲讲的圣典不讲瓦坛之后呢，他就理解到说，哦，我必须接受这个出生来从事奉爱服务的工作。
So even though he came out of the womb after 16 years, as soon as he came out,He immediately walked away from everything, renounced everything, and he went because he had a very special mission, which was to meet Maharaj Parikshit on the bank of the Ganges.
所以虽然他啊在母亲的肚子里待了16年，但是当他一生下来的时候，他立即就离家出走啊，抛弃了一切，因为他非常清楚自己的使命。他必须要到恒河边上去见那一位伟大的国王巴利士马哈拉。
So this narration was presented by Sukadev Goswami, like I said, when Maharaj Parikshit was preparing to leave his body by fasting on the bank of the Ganges.
所以我们都知道了，这个圣典薄伽瓦坛呢，就是在巴利士大军在恒河边上要断食七天七夜直至死亡的时候，苏克德瓦·戈斯瓦米出现在会众中向大家讲述薄伽瓦坛。
So Maharaj Parikshit, he got notice. Even though he was a great king, he was emperor of the whole world, he got notice that he was going to leave this world or he was going to die within 7 days.
所以当时呢，这个巴利士大军虽然他是一个伟大的奉献者，但是呢，他接到了消息，他知道自己将会在七天之后呢，啊，死亡。
And as soon as he did that, he got the inspiration to go to give up his duties and to go to.The bank of the Ganges to fast until death and to get the association of the saintly persons.
一旦那他一听到自己将要死亡的消息之后，他立即决定放弃一切的王权，然后呢，直接到恒河边上去断食七天，直到死亡，并且在恒河边上和伟大的圣人联谊。
So, This is, you know, very, he's a very special person, to be able to have such a big position as emperor of the whole world and to renounce everything and to go to the Ganges to fast till death is very, very advanced.
所以我们知道这是一个非常非常特殊的人物。首先呢，他成为全世界的这个王国的一个国王，同时他又能够预知自己的死亡。又能够在这一刻呢，完全抛弃一切，到恒河边上去断食致死。他整个人呢，是一个非常非常特殊的人物。
So generally, the Vaishnavas, when they understand that they're going to leave this world, and they, you know, they have terminal illness, then generally, in the last days, they will fast, not taking any food or.Not taking any water or very little like this.
所以通常呢，一个伟大的 Vaishnava， 当他知道他将要回到啊永恒的灵性居所的时候呢， 他会准备好自己的身体，在离开之前呢，就是断食，不吃任何东西，甚至啊吃非常喝非常非常少的水。
Our own Srila Prabhupada did this.
啊，我们的爷爷圣帕布帕德就是这样做的。
Now that was not clear. Can you say that again?
Yeah, 我们的爷爷圣帕布帕德就是这样做的。
So, you know, this he set an example. And many devotees, disciples of Prabhupada and disciples of Prabhupada's disciples, have left this world in that way. Fasting to death, hearing the holy name.
所以呢，啊，除了帕布帕德之外呢，他的很多门徒也追随了帕布帕德的这个榜样，在他们临终之前呢，就是戒食。Maharaj, I can't hear you.
But Maharaj Parikshit said that hunger and thirst may give trouble to ordinary persons or to me, but topics of
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj,
just lost your voice. Yeah, would you please carry on, take record? Don't forget, please.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Okay, now we're starting part three.
Yeah.
Of this introductory lecture on Krishna book.
Okay, 我们现在开始讲第三部分啊 ，Krishna 的故事的简介，第三节，第三小节。
So the last point I made was that Maharaj Parikshit.Said that hunger and thirst may give trouble to ordinary persons or to me.
那么最后一点，我们刚才有讲到，巴利士大君他说，饥饿和口渴可能会给受条件制约的灵魂，或者是包括我带来一些困难。
But topics of Krishna are so nice that one can continue to hear about them without feeling tired.
但是呢。有关 Krishna 的话题是如此的美妙，我们可以不断的去聆听它，而不会感觉到疲惫。
This is because such hearing situates one in the transcendental position.
那是因为这样的聆听呢，是处于一种超然的地位。
So normally, if we don't eat for, you know, some hours or we miss a meal,you know, it is very difficult. What to speak if we don't drink? It's very hard. It's very, you know, agitating, to the mind and senses.
啊，所以通常来说呢，我们少吃一餐或者是戒食啊，我们都感觉到很困难，更不要说像现在这样啊，巴利士大军连续七天七夜不吃不食啊，不饮不食。非常的困难。
But by hearing topics of Krishna, Maharaj Parikshit, he transcended hunger and thirst.
但是呢，通过聆听 Krishna 的这个话题呢，巴利士大君呢，他超越了物质的这种饥饿和口渴的感受。
He didn't sleep, he didn't eat, he didn't drink for 7 days.
连续七天七夜。不吃不喝也不睡。
How can one do that?
啊，一个人怎么能够做得到这样呢？
Only if one is on the transcendental platform.
啊，只有当一个人处在超然的层面的时候才能做到。
Completely detached from the bodily concept of life.
完全不执着于啊这个躯体的生命概念。
So that tells us that everyone, each of us, must be conscious of death at every moment.
所以这给我们一个教训，就是说我们所有的人呢，都应该意识到呢，我们将会面临着死亡的那个时刻。
Death can come at any time.
死亡在任何时候都有可能来临。
It doesn't make a difference if you're old or you're young.
啊，无论你是年老的还是年轻的。
The saying is, as sure as death.
每个人都面临着死亡，就如死亡一样肯定。
So, We always have to be prepared.
所以我们唯一要做的就是我们应该先做好准备。
That is going to come.
死亡一定
会来的。Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe in 50 years, but it's going to come.
啊，也许今天，也许明天，也许50年之后，但是它一定会来的。
So we should be ready.
所以我们每个人都应该做好准备。
Right, Krishna? Right.
So, Hare Krishna.
Sukadeva Goswami was very pleased with Maharaj Pariksha's, Hare Krishna. I said that Sukadeva Goswami was very pleased with Maharaj Pariksha's untiring desire to hear about Krishna. He was just so much determined to hear about Krishna.
所以 Sukadeva Goswami, 当他看到这个巴利士大军啊，有如此坚定的这种信念和信心来聆听 Krishna 的话题的时候呢，他感觉到非常的喜悦，非常的满意。
Sukadev Goswami, he informed Maharaj Pariksha that hearing and chanting the pastimes of Krishna are so auspicious that the process purifies the three classes of men.
然后 Sukadeva Goswami 就强调呢，聆听圣典伯姜瓦坛是如此的强有力，它可以净化三类人。
So these three classes are, one, he who recites the transcendental topics of Krishna.
一类呢就是那一个讲述或者是背诵 Krishna 话题的人。
Two, he who hears such topics.
第二类呢就是那个聆听这个话题的人。
And three, he who inquires about Krishna.
还有第三类就是那个询问有关 Krishna 话题的人。
He compares them to the Ganges water.
那他把这个呢比喻为就像恒河的流水。
He says that these pastimes are just like the Ganges water.
他说这个逍遥时光就像恒河的流水一样。
That water flows from the toe of Lord Vishnu.
那么这个河水呢是从 Vishnu 的莲花足上流下来的。
This water purifies the three worlds.
而且这个水呢，能够净化三个世界：高等星球、中等星球和低等星球都会得到净化。
So, all of this tells us that hearing about Krishna is the true goal of human life.
所以我们所说的这一切，就是要告诉我们，聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光是。人生的最重要的目的，再也没有任何比这个更高的了。
So within this world,
是最高最高的了。
Have so many goals.
所以我们知道，在这个世界，人们有那么多的这个愿望和目标。
Beyond all of those goals is the ultimate goal of hearing about Krishna.
那么在所有的这些目标之上的最终极的目标就是聆听 Krishna 的话题。
If we can hear about Krishna regularly, then, and we will attain the actual goal of the human form of life.
因为如果我们能够有规律的、经常的聆听 Krishna 的话呢，我们将会达到。我们人生的最终极的目标，那就是培养起对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱，获得最深的、最完整的 Krishna 知觉意识。这应该是我们的唯一的，也是我们最高的目标。
So, I pray that this.Introduction has increased your eagerness to hear the pastimes of Krishna as presented by Srila Prabhupada in his Krishna book.
我希望刚才转述的帕布帕德在 Krishna 的故事中所写出来的这一段介绍文字呢，能够激起大家聆听 Krishna 的兴趣。
We will begin discussing the first chapter entitled.The advent of Lord Krishna in the next class.
我们将会在下一节课开始讲这个课题的第一章。
Thank you so much for listening.
Krishna 的历险。 非常感谢大家的聆听。
Hare
Krishna. Shall you give a question time? No, it's already 1 hour
no,
and
30
minutes.
No,
I guess. Okay.
We are going to, right? We've decided that for questions that they will be written in. I understood that Shashi Gopal Chiran Prabhu was going to arrange that the questions would be written and they would be sent in, and then gradually they would come to me, and then I would reply them, and then they would go back. So that would give enough time to answer the questions sufficiently.
Yeah.
No.
What about today? Should we give the question time
today?
All
right, Krishna.
Okay,
so I'm
going to
stop the recorder now,
okay? Thank you, Maharaj. Yeah, 非常感谢。Wait a second. 外坤的知音服务源于聆听。非常非常感谢 Maharaj 给了我们这堂非常精彩的讲课。欢迎大家在下一周时间同样的时间来收听 Maharaj 的讲课。我们大家一起顶拜 Maharaj。谢谢。Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.